We feel that we're learning all the time, and the more we learn, the more dangerous we'll become.
He's a good. He's Dylan Ebenezer good.
It's near, why don't we give it a go?
I'm Gabby Amos, the physio at Carmarthen Town, and you are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Weber and Jonah.
We've put our bucket and spades back in the garage, and like a bad smell, we're back. Time to get back to work. So, Jonah, Thursday night football in the wind, Barry banking their first win. What was your highlight of that first weekend back after the international break?
Well, it was just nice to see the league come back in style, plenty of goals and such, Mac. And I think off the podcast, everybody, first of all, we have to congratulate Coleman and company for doing what we wanted them to do for us, to get 6 points from six. So from everybody on the podcast, you know, well done, the lads. But yeah, it was a great weekend, football again. And I was fortunate enough, I went down to Jenner Park to watch Barry secure their first victory of the season, and enjoyed a 2-0 win against Newtown in a good game. Newtown had most of the game, but Kane McLagan weighed in with two, and Barry are off and running.
Well, our opinions mean nothing without cheering from the people that matter, the people that performed on the pitches first. Let's cheers from some winners first. Gavin Chesterfield on that Linnets leap into winning ways, quickly followed by Bangor's Kevin Nicholson, TNS's Simon Spender, and we'll finish off with Nomads.
Delighted, really, that they've got the points that their performances have deserved. As a defensive unit, including the keeper, I thought they were fantastic today, you know. I wouldn't say that Mike has had an awful lot to do. At times we did concede some territory, but the guys looked relatively composed with that. So, yeah, delighted. But, you know, the guys at the back will be the first to admit we defend from the front, and 1-11, 1-16 today, we were fantastic. Confidence wasn't low anyway, you know. It just adds to our belief. The boys have trained really well this week. They've been really at it, especially Tuesday, and you know, really looking forward to the game. So we feel that we're learning all the time, and the more we learn, the more dangerous we'll become. People talk about the travelling, but for me it's a blessing. You want to play a good standard of football, you've got to travel the miles, and we look forward to Llandudno away. Good team who are in good form, so yeah, bring it on.
We said before the game we wanted to continue that winning running form, keep winning at home, and we've managed to do that. And today, obviously, Carmarthen are a very difficult side to play against. The way they set up, you have to find a way of breaking them down and getting the goal. And we managed to do that. It was a fantastic free kick by Lawrence. And the game probably needed that little bit of quality today from somebody, a set piece or something, to get us into the lead.
Obviously, after the first game when we can see five, it very rarely happens to us. So it's just about getting back to basics and keeping our shape, and it's working well so far. I thought we were outstanding second half. At times in the first half, we give it away too cheap. But I think second half, we kept it a lot better and shown what we can do when we move it a little bit quicker. Done well, to be fair, Cardiff. They're really well organised, and you know, they're hard to break down. I think the big thing when you play teams like that is it's just getting that first goal, and once they get that first goal, we can relax, and you know, they might come out a little bit more and open the game up a little bit.
I think man for man all over the pitch, we worked hard, and I think the result spoke for itself. We deserved all 3 points. And obviously when you go down to 10 men as well, you've got to roll your sleeves up and have a little bit of a different approach as well to the game. And I thought we managed that as well, especially with probably, 20 minutes to go as well. So all in all, it's a good night's work for us.
And nice for yourself as well to get on the score sheet again. 3-4 now for yourself in the league. So
Yeah. Just keep chipping them away. If the balls are supplied in the box, I'll have a go and try my best to put my head on the end of it, or, you know, try and turn it in one way or another. So I'll just keep going. But I mean, credit to the lads getting the balls into the box at right times, and then we've just got to make sure that one of us in the middle to actually finish the job off.
So Jonah, you mentioned Barry getting back to winning ways there, but obviously Bangor will be very happy that they have done so well in a narrow win against Carmarthen. I haven't had a chance to look at the goals back there. Was it as narrow as a 1-0?
Yes, it looked narrow. I think Leah G had quite a good game. I also think Conor Roberts had a good game, though. So Carmarthen were up for it and put up a great performance. You know, I suppose before all the smart money was on Bangor, keeping a 100% record up at home and you know, ease into victory against the Old Gold. But they done really well, the Old Gold. And it took till the 75th minute, Lawrence Wilson. Good strike as well from Wilson. You know, he's got that in his locker. He's let one fly from about 20 yards. Experienced left back. You know, he's got about 300 league games behind him. And he's picked the right time to put one in the corner of the net. And, you know, keep the citizens on track to stay in amongst the top three or four.
So let's hear from the people who were not so fortunate last weekend. Ballard's Mike Hayes, Chris Hughes from Newtown, and Carmarthen's Mark Aislewood.
Obviously, we're disappointed to come away with nothing out of the game. We've battled hard. We've had chance after chance again. One goal's done it. I mean, we've done well first half. As I said, we've switched off for one goal, which has been the decisive goal. But I thought we battled more second half. We've done really well. The goal just wouldn't come. We're creating the chances. We're battling. We're winning our individual battles. Just need to start scoring more. It's never good to concede a goal at any time, but right before half-time, just... Obviously, it's a kick in the teeth after the way we played. And from what I can remember, it was pretty much their only chance of the half. So, yeah, we're going to pick ourselves up again. There's a lot of positives to come out tonight. Obviously, the result hasn't gone our way, but we'll work on stuff in training in the week and kick on next week. Hopefully get 3 points.
Did it against Bala and we bounced back and we'll have to do it again. Disappointing that the unbeaten runs come to an end. But... You know, like I say, we can take positives from today in terms of our retention of the ball and the way we moved it. And at times the way we got into the areas in the last year were quite easy. We'll take a lot of positives from that. You know, we just need to tidy up on our execution and final decision and final pass. But, you know, we'll look forward to next Saturday because the players are rich and now just spoke about putting things right this week in training and then putting it right next Saturday. So, you know, we'll be looking to make amends and put it right next week.
When we had three performances prior to today... with no points. After the games, I was very disappointed in the players, perhaps a bit disappointed in myself and a little bit worried. I thought we looked like Carmarthen today, to be perfectly honest, especially during the first half hour when we started really well and set the tempo. I wanted the players to set the tempo of the game, not Bangor. And I thought we did that. We just needed a little bit of luck, perhaps a little bit more quality in the final third. But as I've always said, you know, absolute quality in the final third costs a lot of money. And people know that. We don't deal in them type of players. So in terms of what I asked the players to do today, I'm delighted with them and I'm happy with the performance. Quite obviously, you know, being a football manager and football teams have to get results. And whilst I'm happy with the performance, there's still that immense disappointment that we haven't got anything out of it. And to be fair to the players, when we're having the scrambles in and around their goals towards the end, some desperate defending for them, I was really hoping above hope that they would nick one just to give them a bit of heart, because I thought that their efforts throughout the 90 minutes deserved something from the game, if I'm honest.
Jonah, Newtown, I suppose, was interesting because they sort of found their feet the other day and obviously then lost to Barry. We thought perhaps with such a comprehensive win that they had the other day that, Barry wouldn't prove to be such a trouble for them.
No, I think you're absolutely right, Mark. I think, they eased a victory against Carmarthen 4-1 and everybody thought, and I think Hughesy thought as well, they were up and ready and all their players were in fine form. He has a good squad there again. You know, he has Reedy, he has Mitchell, he has Rushton up top. They're all good, decent bound for just four good Welsh Premier League players. I thought they might have troubled Barry, but... They flattered the deceiver, Bill, and I'm sure, I think Chris said in his interview, they had most of the ball in the game, they had most of the stats in the game, you know, the thing what everybody talks about now, I think they had most corners, most passes, and this and that and the other, but the Barry defence, they were resolute, and the back four were absolutely excellent. Mark Cooper, a young centre-back, he's got there, I think he's 23-year-old, came from Taswell in the Welsh League about 18 months ago, and Coyle Ely, but... He looks rock steady at the back, and they really are. Chris Hewitt left back and Paul Morgan at right back, and obviously Mike Lewis in goals. And they've given away 1-3 goals in 4 games. So Barry could be hard to break down at Jenner, and I think they proved that against Newtown.
And Thursday night football, wasn't it? A bit of history. Llandudno against Prestatyn. The wind really the biggest winner in that game, I'd argue. Let's hear from the managers, though. Alan Morgan and Neil Gibson.
Now, it's one of them where it wasn't a great greatest of games, but it was exciting for everybody else, bar the two managers, I think. But, we'll take it, and we'll look forward now to when we play Barry.
And just finally as well, obviously a Thursday night game for the first time. Do you enjoy the Thursday night games? Is it something new, something different?
It's new. Why don't we give it a go? You know, I think our attendance was decent tonight as well. So that's a plus point. Just like at the end of the day, we train on a Tuesday and Thursday, so, you know, it's just like a training night, but there's 3 points on it, so, yeah, you know, we'll go. It's really good. It was, hopefully it's good for people on Facebook watching it.
Really pleased and impressed with the attitude from the players, the way we went about playing and taking the game to Llandudno. You know, we've got to remember Llandudno was top of the league, and at times we controlled the game and created lots of chances against them. A little bit hard done by not to come away with the 3 points, but then when they've had a chance in the last minute and Carl's made a save, sometimes you know, you have to maybe say that we'd have taken a point at that stage.
You know, Jonah, I don't know whether you managed to watch that game. Every time they seemed to kick the ball forwards, the wind put it sideways. So it was really the wind that was the winner. But a fair point for both of them. And is that the sort of place that both of them want to be now? Well, certainly, Llandudno, still top of the table.
Hey, Morgs, 3 wins out of 3. You know, 2-1 down against Prestatyn. So even though the wind spoiled the, you know, the tic-tac football as such, the chances in the box in the last 10 minutes at both ends, you know, it was a rip-roaring game. So, you know, I think Alan Morgan will be, look, Mark, after 4 games, after last season, he's got 10 points out of 12 and also played Connors Key in amongst them first 4 games, right? That's a massive return for him at the moment. And they, you know, they, Morgs and the Llandudno boys proudly sit top of the league.
So, Jonah, a couple of key battles that should shuffle the pack in this coming week. Nothing between Bangor and Nomads at the moment. That's where the key battle is on Friday. Who are the people we need to watch out for on both sides there?
Well, I think they, as you said, they both started well. They won a big battle last Friday evening. Don't worry about that. They beat Bala. And anybody who knows anything about this league, if you beat Bala, they're 3 points hard earned. And Morrison was over the moon with them 3 points. Bangor, as you say, doing very, very well at home. So this is one of the top games. This is your Chelsea, Man United's, or your Man City, Arsenal's early on. This is, and it's going to be a hell of a game on Friday evening.
Would it be a case that a draw could be the worst case scenario for those two? Because Cardiff Met and TNS could rise above them that night, and TNS more closed than my wallet on a war tonight of late. I mean, how are they going to catch TNS out the Met?
Well, I just think, you know, they can go into the game with plenty of confidence, can't they? They're nothing to fear, the Met. So, you know, I think they'll have a go. They've got a couple of players on form at the moment again. Roscoe, the centre-forward, really does look sharp at the moment. He's starting to find goals as well. We said at the start of the season, keep an eye out for him because he could be one of the players of the season. But they're starting to get maturity from this league now. Going back to, as well, Mark, to the Bangor and Connors Key game, some players in great form, you know, Braden Shaw's getting amongst the goals. Gary Taylor-Fletcher, as the player, you know, when he's not coaching, he's playing. You know, he looks like he's in form. And the same for Ballard. Everybody, early season form, people underestimate it because in a 22-game league, let's don't forget, we keep stressing it every season, but in a 22-game league season to get in the top six, crazy to say, Mark. Are we almost a quarter through?
Well, I was just, yeah, that point about Bangor and Nomads drawing, if they do draw, that's a genuine thing because that actually puts them at the bottom of the pack. TNS start coming up, or Met start coming up, and technically everybody could be everybody in that top six, but, you know, gaps can open.
Gaps can open, but I think everybody's pleased so far. Look, if we'd have watched the, I think everything that could have happened, apart from being, say, a Carmarthen and Aberystwyth fan at the moment, and I'm sure times will get better for them, every fan can have a little bit of enjoyment of the season so far. Every neutral onlooker will see that there's nobody running away with the league at the moment, and let's be honest, they're not, because the champions are not in the top two at the moment. So the competition is hot. As you said, everybody in the top six, you think and I think could beat everybody, and the bottom six is going to be so hard you just can't pick a result on any game. So once again, let's hope it stays as a real tight league right up until at least Christmas. Let's hope the gaps don't appear too far, and let's hope it stays really, really competitive.
The other Friday game is Prestatyn against Druids. Has that got draw written all over it?
I've been impressed by Prestatyn, Mark. I think they're a young, like I said to you, they're a young team. They come up, they got loads of pace about them. I think they're by far the youngest team in the league. And to go to Llan didn't know the league leaders and get a 2-2. They went to Bangor the other week and Live on Scott, who got beat 1-0. So it's away at the Druids. So, but they haven't been afraid to travel so far, Prestatyn. And they really have impressed me. Kenny, the number 9 up top, looks sharp. You know, they got Mayer, they got Davis. They got plenty of strikers and midfielders. As I said, the Edwards brothers and company, they got plenty of decent players there. And also, Hughie Griffiths' team now. Hughie will, if the game's at the Druids, Hughie will no doubt target 3 points. Prestatyn, yeah, they've come up and impressed people. But Hughie, with his experience and with the experience he's got in his team, he'll target 3 points. I think Gibbo would take a 1 on Friday. But I think Hughie will want a home banker and 3 points. But another great game.
Two sides that lost last weekend meet on Saturday, Ballor against Carmarthen. Arguably, though, Jonah, Carmarthen needing the win more.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When you know, when you've had four games and, you know, you have no points after the four games, you know, you're down on your luck. But I think Newtown's experience of a bad start last year, and anybody who understands the league will understand that Carmarthen have enough in their tank yet again. And, you know, they have a manager capable, because he's been in the league so long and knows so much about the league and their coaches, Neil Smothers and Danny Thomas. You think they'll have enough to get out. But listen, four games, no points, is a terrible start. And I think he'll be the first one to tell you that, Ace.
And put your finger on why ABBA are struggling for me, Jonah.
Well, he's come in and he's obviously, ABBA has said to Nev, you know, we want to resurrect this club. We're usually a big club. We were Europe for a time. 6 or 7 years ago and had great times. They haven't had a great last couple of seasons, so Nev's got a massive job to do. A promising first point at Barry, where, you know, they could have even won the game, but, you know, they haven't been amongst the goals since, and they're letting goals in. So it's two of the most experienced managers in this league, Mark Hazelwood and Neville Powell, have big jobs to do. You know, I think they're capable of them. You know, and when you're in trouble, sometimes people go back for experience. And the two sets of fans and two boardrooms will hope that the experienced men will pull them through. I'm sure they will. They need to just get a win under their belt, both teams.
So the league leaders meet the side who have found their mojo. Who's got the edge between Llan Dudno and Barry, do you think?
Llan Dudno will start as favourites. Barry have to travel and, you know, they have to learn how to travel in this league. It's a new experience to Barry. Because 75% of their teams haven't played in this league before. Morgs, top of the league. When you're top of the league, Mark, you can't wait for the next game. You've got Mark Williams and the likes. They will think that there's 3 points set up there against Barry for them, and they could stay top of the league. But they look decent on the. They almost played on the break at home last week, Barry, and they look good on the break because of the pace they got on their side. Of young Sam Jones, Drew Fahia, Kane McLagan and Tyrrell Webb. There's loads of pace on the break, so Barry could be quite an awkward team to play at home, but I think the favourites for the game are Llan Dudno. You'd expect Llan Dudno to win, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Barry nick a point.
So, aside from the great action in the WPL, there's been at least two huge games in the past few days in the leagues below. It was the Coffee Army against Rhyl on Saturday, the big Cymru Alliance clash. Let's hear from Caernarfon boss Ewan Williams and Gymraeg, and then Rhyl's Niall McGuinness.
Siomedig, really. Hwna, di'r unig positif ydy bod ni actually yn teimlo'n siomedig, bod ni wedi dod i ffwrdd efo Mond Point, ond da ni'n di chwarae dda heddi yma. Da ni'n di cadw bel i gond da. Da ni wedi bod yn invitio pressure ar ni'n hynna'n na. Chydig bach o naivety fyd yn diwedd lle da ni wedi concedio penalty. Ond dwi'n newid amro'r chwaraewyr chydig bach yn y changing rooms yma. 60-70% o penalties mae Alex Ramsey wedi dal nhw. A da ni wedi sefyll na i'm di matab dim. So bach yn siomedig, ond mae'r ogian gwybod. Mae'r ogian gwybod. Ond da ni'n trio debriefio fan amdan hon a planio at Flint was this.
We started the game quite brightly, and then we've made a silly mistake 3 minutes in, and I wouldn't say it turned it on its head, because I still think the game plan was working, and then we've made another mistake and you're 2-0 down, and it's always going to be tough, especially against, obviously they're one of the tougher teams in the league, so it was never going to be easy from then, but I thought we grew into the game, and the positive is we've showed fight to stay unbeaten and obviously come back towards the end.
And Jonah, you watched Penabont against Llanelli the other Monday, didn't you, in the Welsh League? Llanelli triumphed, but only one goal from Mr. Trundle. Is he slipping?
Mark, you're rolling back the years, and it's easy to say when you're not a manager. I've watched him twice this season. If I were a Welsh Premier League manager struggling, he'd be my first target. Well, you know, I know the league, the standard of the league is much higher, but he is a fit, very, very, very fit 40-year-old, and he was the main difference between Llanelli and Penobont last Monday evening. He just sets the tone. When the ball comes into him, he looks after it, usually finds his player, and it always seems as though he can get a goal. So if you are down the bottom of the Welsh Premier, it's just the same as other leagues. If you're down the bottom of the English Premier, you're looking who's shaking a tree in the league below. And Trundle being just playing for fun. He was absolutely superb. I know it's easy to say because he's a £1 million player and he's done it for years for Swansea, but he was a joy to watch. It was a good game. A couple of sending offs spoiled it, really. But, yeah, Llanelli looked very strong and they won't be far away at the end of the season. And Caernarfon and Rhyl, well, 500 at Llanelli, Penobont and Llanelli, 500 plus at Caernarfon and Rhyl. Absolutely brilliant. That was a rip-roarer of a game. And like you said, young Ewan and Niall McGuinness, they both want Welsh Premier now. So whoever's going to win either of these leagues, it's going to be a tough task, mate.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about Trundle. He might not be scoring as many, but he's absolutely helping out on the assist front. Now, JD, Welsh Cup, first round coming up. The draw took place this week. The full draw is on the FAW website. Pick of the ties for me in the south. Well, STM Sports against Avon Lido. I mean, STM was scoring for fun the other week, 18-0 against AFC Porth. But Avon Lido have done all right in recent games as well, haven't they, Jonah? So it could be a high-scoring tie or they could cancel each other out.
Mark, you've just picked the tie of the round, I think. STM. Very, very good. They've climbed through the leagues and in the second division now. They have a brilliant forward line. I think it's Curtis Scotto, Lamin Conte. They got David. They did have David Brooks. I think he's been transferred now, but they don't seem to be missing him there at all. Gareth Morgan's gone there, the ex-manager of AFC Porth. He's got plenty of experience, and they're the team. They're the buzz team down here at the moment. STM. They seem to be on everybody's lips. Avon Lido. They got Wayne Davis, I think, ex-Port Talbot manager now, coaching with Liam McCreesh. They're full of goals. Mark Jones, don't forget, the centre forward is there. That is definitely going to be tied around. And I'll tell you this, Mark, the Lido will have to be right on their game if they're coming down to STM to make sure they get through. But for me, that's the tied around. You're right.
And of course, 50th anniversary for the Lido this year, isn't it?
50th anniversary. Yeah, great club. Absolutely brilliant club. The Robinsons. You have to mention that Mr. Robinson and his son Mark. They've been brilliant over the years. They've had a lot to contribute to that club. And Avon Lido have offered plenty to the Welsh Premier League, to the Welsh League. So, you know, if anybody's listening from the Lido, you know, 50 years, brilliant club. I was opposing them for about 7 years with the Talbot, and we had some great battles, but you always get a good welcome at the Lido, and they're a great Welsh League club.
And in the north, well, I reckon Flint against Llanfair United could be interesting. Well, it was last season, wasn't it? They met in round two last year. Flint went 3-0 up, and then Llanfair came back to win 4-3.
Well, anything like that again will be a joy again. But like you said, Mark, Flint against Llanfair, big crowd, you know, both clubs. How important is this, Mark, just to stress before we finish talking about the Welsh Cup? A strong Welsh Cup run for these clubs could almost pay. I'm not saying everybody gets paid at this level, but there's eight and 10,000, 6,000 pounds to be earned with a couple of rounds in this cup. You know, you get anywhere near the quarterfinals, it almost pay for your season at this level, right? And it's a possibility of doing it. Lots of clubs have done it over the last couple of seasons. So the significance of the Welsh Cup is bigger for the lower sides, because the financial rewards from the JD Welsh Cup are absolutely so important to these clubs at these standards.
Yeah, if you were looking for an all-alliance tie as well, you'd say Denbigh Town against Holyhead Hotspur would be worth a go as well. Ties to be played on the 7th or the 8th of October. Something I've forgotten to mention for ages, Ballertown have got a new supporters club. So if you fancy joining that, get in touch with the club and they'll tell you how. So the WPL fixture list looks like this weekend. Friday night football, Bangor City against Connors Quay Nomads. Cardiff Met against the New Saints, and Kevin Druids against Prestatyn. Saturday, 2:30 kickoff. So Ballytown against Carmarthen, Llandudno against Barrytown United, and Newtown against Aberystwyth. So we'll be back next week with more of the same. But let's close with a ray from the grave. We're playing the songs of the league's inaugural season to end each podcast. And this banger was number one 25 years ago. He's a good. He's a good. He's Dylan Ebenezer good. Cheerio.
A great philosopher once wrote,
naughty, naughty, very naughty.
And he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Easer and he is the main geezer. And he vibe up the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. And very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Easer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun and something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Easer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shouted the name of Easer. He's clutching in the corner laughing by the bass bin.
Easer Good! He's ever days a good, days a good, days a good. He's ever days a good, days a good, days a good. He's ever days a good, days a good, days a good. He's ever days a good. He's ever days a good.
Has anyone got any beers? Lovely.
Ebenezer Good leading light of the scene, know what I mean? He created the vibe, he takes you for a ride. And as if by design, the party ignites like he's coming alive. He takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as he gets mellow, then he's smooth as a groove that is making you move. He glides into your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure. But go easy on old Easer, he's a love you can lose. Extraordinary fella like Mr. Punchinella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can sense a presence in the sound of the crowd. He gets them all out, the pipe starts rocking. The people get excited, it's time to shout.
He's a good, he's a good. 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 He's a good, he's a good.
Salmon, soy.